Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'm here tonight with Bill Farber, and we have quite an evening lined up, and you'll have a chance to have a direct experience of Bill's magnificent healing powers and a chance to learn how he came to these capabilities. But first, I really want to thank you for taking the time to join us, whether it's right now here live or whether it's later on listening to the replay. Your participation really matters. You know, we feel you, we feel your energetic participation, and later on we'll be opening it up for some questions, so you too can join the conversation if you wish. So let's get going. Bill, welcome to You Awakening.
I'm very grateful to be here, and thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It seems that we have so many connections in common, but only met just recently. And I've heard such wonderful things about you, and when we got to know each other a bit, I found it was all true. Did I just silence you?
No, I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So I think that there's people listening in our audience. I'm sure there are many people who know of you and your skills and your background, but many that do not. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started, you know, on your spiritual path, how these gifts developed? Take it away.
Yeah, I'll do that briefly.
Sure.
I would say, as far as the spirituality part of myself, it really started around 1972, and it was a very opportune, fortuitous time for that, because at that time I was just starting law school, and I was scared out of my mind because I didn't think I could make it through the first week of law school. And right before I began, and actually I had a full-time job during the day, and I was going to school at night, and I was introduced to meditation. Actually, that time it was TM, which is very, very popular. At that time, it was kind of sweeping the country and all that. So I thought, well, I better try this, because my life really is more difficult than it should be, stress-wise and that type of thing. So I took the plunge and I took the training in meditation, and it was such a dramatic, instant shift that I experienced. I was just flabbergasted, and I stuck with that practice regularly through law school and really since then. Much. And I found that not only did it help me succeed in law school and in my profession, but it produced an experience in me that I never had previously to that. And it created a tremendous curiosity. Some people say maybe it was an obsession. I wanted to know, what is this? What is this experience about? Why doesn't everybody do this? Why doesn't everybody have this? And why isn't it part of our culture? Why do people suffer so much needlessly when this type of thing is available to them? And, of course, I also wanted to know, where does it come from? What is the philosophical basis of it? You know, it doesn't seem to fit into our culture at all, at least not at that time, although nowadays, fortunately, it's much more assimilated into our culture. It's becoming more and more every day. But at that time, it was sort of a fringe thing. So over the years, I continued with that.
And it did help you through law school and to balance your life, your meditation and spiritual practice?
Enormously. That's why I always say to people that one of my missions, you know, doing this quote-unquote spiritual work, is to show people, either by demonstrating it myself and also by giving them certain experiences, that this is not, if you want to call spiritual work or consciousness work, which might be more accurate, is not something that you necessarily have to leave your life, your day-to-day life, to do. You can easily integrate it into your daily life, and it just enhances everything. It doesn't really have to replace anything. And that was a big lesson I learned, because I really never had a chance to go away on long retreats. The best I could do was a week, you know, at a time. Mm-hmm. One time, maybe 2 weeks was the longest I ever was able to go into a meditation retreat. I had friends that would go off for 6 months or a year, and I always envied them. Mm-hmm. But as it turns out, you know, it really wasn't absolutely necessary to do that. it was a wonderful luxury, I think, but not a necessity. And nowadays, there are some incredible tools, some of which I'm going to be talking about tonight, that will enable just an ordinary person who maybe not even that spiritually inclined, doesn't want to read a lot of books or go to a lot of seminars, but just wants to have some deep, deep quiet in their life. They can plug in, recharge themselves, and just go back out and do what they have to do or do what they like to do in daily life. So, back to the story, though. I mean, I would say that in 1989, I think was the year, I was introduced to the idea of energy work, if you want to call it that, through a Qigong master that I met here in the Chicago area. And in working with him, he remarked that he was surprised to see that my energy level was extremely high as far as the capacity to do this kind of energy transmission work, but it was blocked. And he felt that I needed to work on somehow liberating that energy so I could actually utilize it for the benefit of other people as well as myself. And so I took training in Reiki around that same year. And that was another huge, like a revelation for me, how simple it was to learn and how powerful my experiences were with that. And also the experiences of people that I worked on, the feedback I got was really amazing. Surprised me as much as anybody else at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that grew and deepened over the years. And what happened was around 2010, my friend, who you know as well, Deborah, invited me to do energy work at a weekend workshop she was doing in California. And I thought, well, I'd love to do that, but I'd like to do something unique and different for the people at this workshop. And also, I want to do something that's particularly good with groups instead of just one-on-one. I wanted to be able to get up in front of the group and not only give a talk, but do something that they could tangibly experience. And I thought, well, what is that? And I just kind of sat down and started writing. It was in my back patio. And very kind of suddenly, this really simple information came to me. Do this, 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 and this. And that's what came to me was these, what I call the energy waves, which we're going to do a little bit later tonight just so people can experience. And it felt really, really clear and clean when it came in to me, and it felt true. So I called one of my students, and she came over, and I tried them out with her, and she confirmed everything that I'd been told about them through this insight that I had. And I thought, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this in California this weekend and see how it goes. So ever since then, this is my quote-unquote practice, is I use these energy waves, and I've done a lot of long-distance work with them and recordings and live appearances and one-on-one, and it's been really remarkable, thousands of sessions since then. And it's extremely rewarding to see the positive changes and experiences people have with it. One thing I will mention, too. Go ahead. I know I'm talking too much.
No, go ahead.
Before I forget, I had a very deep relationship with a saint from India that I met through some fortuitous coincidences. And we became very close. And he mentioned to me, when I was with him, you know, in a private setting, that he would, in a sense, help me or give me his abilities when I do my energy work, you know, so it could benefit people. And when he said that to me, I was a little bit taken aback by it. I really didn't know what it meant. However, it was just maybe a year after that when these insights came to me as to how to do this energy work. And then the power, we could say the depth of the work, shifted dramatically in 2012. I was doing a salon at somebody's home in La Jolla, California. And I noticed there was a huge shift in the energy. It was just super high frequency, powerful energy. And the people there remarked that they'd never felt anything like it before, ever. And I thought, well, what is this? And I found out right afterwards that the saint had left his body that day in India.
Ah. So some of that ability to transmit this energy did literally pass to you.
He passed it to me, and that's what I feel. I can't prove it, but
what
it was such a dramatic difference. And I believe me, I'd rather that he was still here. I could still sit with him, but I realized that what he was probably talking about was an inheritance of some kind. And so the only reason I bring that up is I don't take any ownership of any of this this energy that I'm going to be sharing tonight. I know it's not my energy. I have an ability to conduct it through, but beyond that, the good news about that is this energy is not limited by my own personality or by what I know or what I don't know or what I've learned to do and what I haven't learned to do. All that's irrelevant, utterly irrelevant to what happens during these transmissions.
And are you conscious during these transmissions? Are you aware of what's happening,
totally,
or do you have a heightened awareness?
Absolutely conscious, totally. I can actually do this driving back and forth sometimes when I'm on the expressway in Chicago. I'll do some phone sessions for people. And even though my attention is on the road and doing what I have to do, this energy is undiminished.
I'm not sure we should be telling people this because you're going to give a very powerful demonstration pretty soon. And,
well, I'm not driving now. I'm actually
I'm glad to hear that. And I hope
that was just an extreme
example. Will not choose
not
to be driving
either
when we get into this, because it really, I have experienced Bill's work. It really is very powerful. So we're in for a treat tonight. Let me ask you, these energies that you bring through, you know, high, pure, strong frequencies, do you feel that they're best used for healing, or is it transformation also? Does it help with, you know, practical kind of issues like someone looking for a job or someone having perhaps relationship difficulties or financial difficulties?
Yeah, actually, the energy is very, very comprehensive and holistic. And what I mean by that is that the energy inherently knows everyone that it's connecting with. And that's obviously not something I can do as a person, especially when there's many people at once that are in the audience, quote unquote. But the energy has its own innate intelligence. It's absolutely intuitive, totally. And when it connects with each person, it knows exactly who they are and what it is they need at that particular time. So it will address that spontaneously, without me telling it what to do or even knowing anything about the person intellectually. If that person,
so when we take calls later on tonight, or respond to, you know, the questions that are submitted via the webcast page, and everyone, we very much welcome you doing that. Just press *2 if you'd like us to call on you later on in the show, or submit your question by the webcast page. You don't. What I was about to say is, you don't really need much detail, then, do you?
You know what I always say to people is, I don't really need to know anything, but it's perfectly fine if you want to express it or express a desire that you want to be worked on. The energy will know what's best anyway, but it's important sometimes for people to feel that they're participating. So I do encourage them, if they want to share it, that they're perfectly fine, and sometimes we'll talk during the sessions. I do use some release coaching from time to time, release technique type of questions and things like that, because sometimes it will help the person to let go of a stuck feeling or a stuck energy. It's not the talking that produces the releasing, but sometimes when this energy is connected with them, some of these simple comments or simple observations will assist them in releasing something. So I've been talking, sometimes I'll talk a lot during a session, sometimes very, very little. And I don't know ahead of time how it's going to be. So whatever
sure.
is the most appropriate thing at the moment is what happens.
You know, I just had a thought.
Mm.
I'm putting you on the spot. You can say no. I'm wondering if we could do some kind of an exercise so people can experience the release process before we actually do the transmissions?
Well, yeah, we could absolutely do that. The thing
what
I
would be the best way to do it? Shall I call in somebody or shall...
Well,
is there a way that we can do it for all of us?
We can do it for all of us, but I have to give you a caveat.
Okay.
The caveat is, as soon as we started talking, the energy started kicking in.
Oh, I know. I can feel it.
So even though I'm not officially doing the quote-unquote transmission, it's just not possible to restrain the energy, you know, because of the you know, who's on the call.
We wouldn't want to. We like the benefits.
Right. We don't want to restrain it. So it's just, it can't contain itself, and it wants to connect, and it wants to evolve people quickly. So the energy is already, you know, functioning and flowing. So when we do the release thing, you know, the energy is already functioning. So it's not, we're not doing it in the absence of the energy. But basically, you know, and people can learn the releasing things, you know, the Sedona method is one process, the release technique is another one, and these, they have courses on, you know, audio courses you could take. And I utilize a lot of similar techniques to that because I found they work extremely well when the energy is flowing, because the energy produces releases anyway. But this helps the person feel participatory in the process. So basically, the basis of a release process is really first to allow yourself to fully and totally feel an emotion or a feeling. Even if it's unpleasant, or we may label it as a negative emotion, the mind will strategize ways around feeling negative emotions. So once we pop into our mind, our intellect, that will prevent us usually from releasing a stuck feeling. If we have, say, a deep sense of grief, instead of feeling it, the mind will come up with ways to avoid the feeling, because the mind's job is to seek pleasure and avoid pain. That's really all it cares about. If we really look at it carefully, that's what it does. It seeks pleasure and avoids pain. Period.
Bill, can I interrupt for just a moment?
Sure.
I was just scanning some questions, and I hope not to disrupt your flow.
No problem.
Scanning some questions, and We've got a message here that my audio, my voice is loud and clear, but it's difficult to hear you, that your voice is coming through as a little soft.
Okay.
And it's difficult to catch
all
the words. Thank you.
Okay. I'm glad they mentioned that. So what were we saying? Oh, so what I was saying, the releasing.
Well, the mind.
The mind does not like releasing. The mind would rather avoid the negative experience, what it calls negative. So what we're doing with the releasing is we're gradually learning how to bypass the mind, or the thinking mind, we should say, and allowing ourselves to really feel something. And if you really welcome or allow the feeling to come up, it really has a chance to let go really spontaneously, because all it wants is to be felt and to be let go of. So what I usually do with people is I describe, well, you can use an image where the stuck feelings are like birds in a cage. And, you know, you can catch wild birds and put them in the cage, and you can keep them there for a long time, but they don't like it. They flap around, and they bang against the door. They want out. They don't like it, being stuck in the cage. However, we keep them in there. We keep the cage door shut. This is what we do with unwanted or unpleasant feelings. And we don't even know we're doing this, quite honestly, because the mind is operating, you know, without our intentional participation. So what I encourage people to do is to just feel those birds, how they're flapping around, and really let them, really feel them, listen to them. And then imagine there's a cage door and you're over your heart or over your abdomen, wherever the feelings are, and just throw the door open. Open the cage door and let them fly. You don't have to worry about what kind of bird it is or what color it is and all that stuff. You don't have to worry about convincing the bird
or what it relates
to fly out or what it relates to, because then you bounce up in your mind again. And the mind wants to know, well, what is this? what's it about? And then once you get into that process, you're not going to release it. It's going to just burrow itself more deeply into your nervous system and your cells of your body. So I say, open the cage door and let those birds fly. They're gonna fly. Believe me, they don't like it in there. They don't like being stuck.
So anyone listening, how can we have an experience together doing this?
Well, we can do that during the energy work if you like, or we can do it now.
Let's do it now.
Okay. So, if any of you out there have a feeling, an unpleasant emotion. Maybe you had a stressful day. Maybe you got in an argument with somebody. Maybe you're worried about your finances. Maybe you have some kind of a diagnosis from a medical person. Which, by the way, I am not a medical person. I'm not a doctor. And I'm not claiming to heal people or tell people what to do with their health care. Believe me. This is just a supplement to whatever you decide to do using your own intuition and common sense and whatever research you need to do. So I want to clear that up first. Because you mentioned healing powers, and I don't really claim to have healing powers per se, but healings are quite common, if you want to call them healings, when the energy allows people to really tap into this deep level of quiet. The body spontaneously heals itself of many things which it would not be able to do otherwise. So I just wanted to clear that up as an aside. So anyone who may have some unpleasant feeling or emotion, could you just for now let it come up and let go of wanting to get rid of it and let go of resisting it, let go of condemning it? You can even just say yes to the feeling. Just say yes to it some more and even more. And then locate it in the body. It's usually in the abdomen area or the chest, but it could be in the throat perhaps. Wherever it is, become aware that there's like a bird cage door over that area. Throw open that cage and just allow those birds to just fly out. And open it wider and wider. So how'd that feel to you, Jacqueline?
Felt very peaceful. And I wondered if I was doing it right because I actually had the experience of joy and it expanded and expanded.
Well, here's the thing about that. It's a beautiful thing you brought up. That's your true nature, what you just described. It does not need to be attained or you don't need to become that or develop into that, what you just described. The only reason we don't experience that all the time is because of these stuck feelings and stuck energies that inhibit our connection with that reality. As we say in the law, it's a pre-existing condition. peace, that blissful feeling, whatever you want to call it, that limitless, the feeling of being limitless and boundless. That's you. That's what I talked about in the title I gave you, the real you versus the me or whatever I called it.
Yes.
The real you, if you want to call it you, is that just that boundless state of peace or bliss. Now, the reason we don't experience ourselves as that is these stuck feelings or stuck energies or unreleased, unprocessed stuff that we carry around, which becomes solidified as thoughts and personality and history and all these other things. So as we let them go in the moment that occurs to us to do it, and we experienced automatically somewhat of an expansion or a quietness. I think many people would have experienced that just now. I didn't tell
you. Actually, I'd love to hear what people did experience. And if you'd like to share, just send us a quick note in the Q&A
section. That'd be great. That'd be great. Now, I didn't tell anybody to relax. I didn't tell anybody to feel peaceful.
I wondered about that. Well, you didn't mention the breath.
No, I don't do any of that. And I don't do that with the energy work either. I don't give people guided meditations. I don't give them visualizations. And this work I'm doing, all that stuff is extraneous.
I understand.
Because I know what you guys are. You're just that silent field that has no limits or boundaries. I don't have to, you don't have to attain that. So I just kind of help get rid of what's not that. And that's what's left. You don't have to try and be that.
Could we pick a brave soul, a willing caller, and work with this, experiment with this a bit?
Sure. They don't even
have
to be brave.
You feel comfortable doing that?
I'm comfortable with anything.
Okay. All right. I have a caller from Toronto, Ontario. I'm unmuting you right now. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello? Hi. How are you?
Really, really good. Do you have
awesome.
A question for Bill or
you
something
know,
to
I was just sort of guided to call in, and I've just gone into this wavy sensation. So, hi, Bill.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Who's this?
My name is Shafin.
Great.
Oh, hello there.
Good to meet
hello.
You.
Hello. Good to meet you, too. You know, I feel a lot of energy right now. I don't even know how to put forth a question, but I don't know. Is there anything you're sort of guided maybe to assist me with, or?
Yeah, all I would say is that the mind has questions, but you have no questions. What you are has no questions.
Is there anything going on in your life that you might like a little help with?
No,
well, this opportunity is here?
Yeah, no, I would love to accept this opportunity. I have a lot of abundance issues. I mean, I know it's a very, very common theme, but it's really, you know, stepping into that next level of saying yes to the abundance that's there and shifting, you know, the parameters of how you see the world from it being you know, negatively infused to being brightly infused so that more can be magnified. Does that speak?
Mm-hmm. So really what I would say to that, and anyone else who has a similar concern, and I think many people do, is that just go inside and feel that sense of wanting, that lacking feeling. It might be lacking abundance, it might be lacking, you know, relationship or lacking whatever. So there's a lie being told to you that that something's missing from your own nature. And the lie manifests itself as a feeling of want or lack. So just allow yourself to feel that lack of abundance. Could you?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Do you feel it in the body anywhere?
Yeah, it's sort of like it makes my shoulders hunch over. It's
right.
In my belly. It's a feeling of not being really earthed in the ground.
Right. Okay. So could you let that feeling be there and even welcome the feeling just for now?
Sure.
Very good. Then just open up a trap door under your feet and just let it dump into the ground. How'd that feel?
And just release whatever's coming out of the feet?
Yep. Just open up the trap door under the feet and let it go.
Good, it's moving out.
Yeah, it is. And I can feel your head, your crown is opening up.
Yeah, and my feet are tingling and...
Yeah, exactly. And your back is loosened up, your lower back.
Yeah, totally. I'm a little more arched upwards and a little more of a smile coming on.
You also might feel a sense of lightness in the body.
Yeah, I definitely feel
I'm
that.
I'm not trying to hypnotize you. I'm just reporting what I'm saying.
Power of suggestion.
I'm just observing what's happening already. That's I want to make that clear. I'm not trying to give people suggestions when I say these things. It's something that I've already seen.
Yeah, I can feel it. There's a weight even in my chest that feels like it's shifting.
Oh, yeah.
And the throat feels... lighter, and yeah, I feel like
So do you feel more or less abundant now?
I feel more abundant now.
Okay, so if you feel abundant, then that's what you'll that vibration will bring that into you. It may take a little time, but that's okay.
Yeah.
If you feel abundant, then the outward expression of it isn't as important, that it be an instant, you know?
Yeah.
It's a matter of feeling. The truth of the abundance is within you. You know, I know it sounds trite, but it's just true. I can't help it.
So is there like some sort of like specific valve that we released that moves more into the feeling?
No, this
was
just in the moment. It was just in the moment. It's what I felt was the best in the moment. But when
okay.
we do our energy wave transmission in a few minutes, people
yes.
will get a much more sustained experience of the energy.
That's great. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you, Jacqueline, as well.
Oh,
I really
you're welcome.
Appreciate your call.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. See you during the wave.
Oh, yeah.
Take care.
You too.
And shall we take one person from the
sure.
webcast? Questions?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm calling on Anita, or I'm actually speaking her question on her behalf from Lubbock, Texas. And she's saying namaste. She said
namaste.
That she feels...
Y'all.
She said she feels that, you know, her life is really in shambles because of, you know, family and marital issues. Can you offer any assistance? I think basically she's saying that she feels, you know, like she's in a system and doesn't have the clarity.
Well, the best I could say to her is to stay on the call when we do our energy transmission. And if she could write in again after that and see if any of the questions have changed, then I'll be happy to answer them. But see, here's the thing. When I start answering, I don't want it to sound like I'm going to give her strategies and things like that, because that's not my specialty. What my intent for her is to give her that strong inner connectedness and groundedness and quietness, whereby she can look at those situations and not feel the same about them, and not feel that they're overwhelming her or that it somehow diminishes her. When she made a statement like life is in shambles, it's not true the life is in shambles, the mind is in shambles. The life is still perfectly intact. So I point out to people, just so they really have a strong experiential sense of what they are and what they're not. And I'm kind of stubborn about it sometimes.
You hold your ground.
I do. I have to.
Maybe this would be a good time to actually give everyone the experience.
Yeah.
The waves
perfect.
Of energy that you've been talking about.
Absolutely.
Would you agree? Okay. Can you tell us a little bit what to expect?
I agree with whatever you say. You know, it's your show.
You're very accommodating. No, if you feel it's too early, but my sense is that it would be a good time.
I think it's a very good, it's good timing. Because I think what's going to happen is if we take a lot of questions before the waves, it's from a different state of consciousness than what will be present after the waves. And when it's the different state of consciousness is established, some of the questions disappear and some of the questions change quite a bit. Does that make sense?
It makes complete sense, total sense. I think we're all excited to experience the energies.
Well, don't get too excited because they really don't produce excitement. They produce the opposite. They produce the quietness. But that's cool, though. I'm excited, too. I mean, let's just say this is like the most fun you can have doing this, believe me.
Absolutely.
So
I understand you'll be doing this in silence, is that correct?
No, I talk. Here's the way it is. I explain, I set up each wave and I explain what it is. And then I transmit it for a couple minutes in silence. So there won't be more than a couple minutes of silence at a time.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not going to be just dead air for 10 minutes.
So, folks, it's not our transmission. It's our broadcast. There is going to be actually some spaces in here where the line will be absolutely silent, where Bill will be transmitting these waves of energy.
And I'll speak a little bit, and I'll speak a little bit inside the waves too, just so, you know, so people know I'm still around and still here.
Okay. You haven't left us.
And so I know.
Okay.
Okay, so just to set these up, they're basically three energy waves that I'm going to be transmitting. The first one is called the clearing wave. And the clearing wave is named because it's exactly what it does. It facilitates clearing out of debris or stuck feelings or things like that. And it allows the nervous system to be more receptive to the next frequency of energy. And the second energy wave is what I call awareness energy or being energy. And this has the spontaneous effect of connecting us with just a sense of presence or awareness itself or just beingness. Now, believe me, when I tell you these things, I'm not trying to give you some suggestion or try to elicit you to help with this. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that you need to do during these waves. In fact, the less you do, the better. You don't meditate or watch your breath and stuff like that. Just be present, simply. I just want to point that out because it doesn't mean you have to try and clear yourself during the clearing wave or you have to try and be aware during the awareness wave. It's the opposite of that. The only reason I describe them is so you know what these frequencies are. Okay? And then the third energy wave is what I call rejuvenation energy. I used to call it healing energy, healing wave, but I think rejuvenation is actually a better word than healing for what this is. And the rejuvenation wave has the energy of kicking up the body's own recuperation powers. It's like kickstarting that whole system spontaneously, without any effort on your part at all. So those are the three basic waves. And then there's a fourth wave that sort of came to me a couple of years ago while I was doing a session for someone. And I had this insight, what if I combined the first three waves together into kind of a synthesis? What would happen? So I tried it with this person, and what I discovered was the combination of these three waves produces a super high frequency wave, which I call the unified wave. And the unified wave means that these three waves have fused together into one and they become something greater. It's kind of like a chemical reaction. And each wave will do for a couple minutes. How does that sound?
It sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. So
I'm actually going to mute myself and take it away.
Okay. So what we're going to do first is we're going to do a brief connectivity exercise just to kind of ground ourselves. So if we're sitting down, hopefully we're sitting down, or lying down is okay. But if we could plug our feet into the earth as though we're plugging into an electrical socket, so it's better if they're flat on the ground. If you'd like to sit in full lotus or something like that, that's cool too. You can plug in through the base of your body, down through the spine. But I do prefer, for this purpose, to have the feet flat on the floor. So plug into that. It's like an electrical socket in the ground. And then imagine there's an on-off switch. Switch the switch on and start the power flowing. Very good. Now there's another center of energy above the head. It could be a few inches above or a little bit higher if it feels higher for you. So go ahead and plug into that and switch on that switch. excellent. I could feel you guys plugging in. I could also feel that you, as a group, you just unified together. That was really, really pretty cool. That's great. So now I'm just sending energy to one being instead of a bunch of them. That makes my job easier. So then what I'm going to do now is I'm going to begin the first energy wave transmission, and this is the clearing wave. And during this wave, as I said, there's no need to do anything or attempt to think a certain way or anything like that. Just be present. You can be skeptical or you can be bored or whatever, but anything's fine. I'm going to start that wave now. We'll let it roll for a couple minutes. During this wave, if you have any feelings, emotions, or physical sensations, just allow them to be what they are. You can let go of wanting to get rid of them or control them in any way. The clearing energy itself has a very powerful ability to allow these things to be washed through spontaneously. We're going to let that roll for another minute or so. Good. Now we're going to let that wave recede for a minute or so. Still with me, Jacqueline?
Yes, I am. I muted myself.
Okay. I may check in with you, too, just you'll be the surrogate.
Okay, so I will stay on.
No, you don't have to stay on. If I call out to you, you can unmute yourself.
Okay. I just wanted to reduce any possibility of noise and to let you take it away. So I'm muting,
no problem. And
if you want me, just I'm here.
Okay. So now we're going to do is we're going to begin the next energy wave, which is the awareness or being. We're going to let that roll for a couple minutes. I'm going to start that now. during this awareness wave, there's no reason to try and quiet the mind. You can allow the mind to do whatever it does. It may spontaneously become quiet or it may be active. Either way, there's no issue with that. The wave itself has the natural ability to pull down into that quietness. We'll let that roll for another minute or so. And we'll let that fade away gradually or recede. And then what we'll do is we'll begin the next wave, which is the rejuvenation wave. And I'm going to begin that wave now and let that roll for a couple minutes. All right, we'll let that roll for another minute or so. How are you doing, Jacqueline?
That one felt great. It felt very light, and I felt energy movement in the body, particularly up the spine.
Very good.
Very light.
Yeah, that was extremely powerful, a couple minutes there. I could feel that. A lot of transformative things going on with people. I felt a lot of, like, almost an explosive energy in some of the people out that are listening now. Like a dismantling of different things in the body that didn't belong there, let's just say. It just kind of blew up. Poof. It's really quite a thing to experience, you know, all these people receiving this at once.
Yes.
On my end.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Now we're going to do is we're going to do the unified wave. So we'll bring in the clearing wave again briefly. And then we're going to weave into that the awareness or being. And we're going to weave into that the rejuvenation wave. And allow these waves to merge and fuse together and thus becoming the unified wave. And we're going to let this unified wave run for a couple minutes now. Okay, we'll let that roll for another minute or so. All right, and then if you would, just plug back in, plug the feet back into the earth. And really anchor the feet into the earth. Imagine there's roots like a tree growing out of your feet, really deep into the earth. Just all the way down to the core, the center. Then invite that energy up from the core of the earth through all those root systems, up into the feet, up the legs, the back, to the neck, to the top of the head. Then, like a waterfall, cascading back down the front of the body, to the feet, and back into the earth. And then invite that earth energy up again through the roots, up through the feet, legs, back, top of the head, and then cascading down the front, back down to the feet, into the earth. And then one more time. invite that energy up from deep within the earth, up through the root system, through the feet, up to the top of the head, shoot it out the top of the head, and then let that energy cascade down like a waterfall or a fountain all the way down the front of the body back to the earth. And we're back. Okay, Jacqueline, you there?
Yes, yes. That was wonderful. And I'd really love to hear the comments. Please use your webcast page if there's anything you'd like to share with us. Any questions or any comments about how that process was for you, or settle in and just take it in.
Either way is fine.
Yes. Why don't we do this to give people a little chance to integrate? Can you tell us how to go deeper with your work? Can you describe your special offer?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then we'll wrap up with a question or two. Would that be okay?
Sure. Perfect.
Great.
The special offer is really, I'm really excited about. It's MP3 recordings of what we've just done. However, each energy wave we spend the whole session on that one wave. So the first session, and they're about 40 to 45 minutes each, is all clearing wave, going in and out much deeper and longer waves of the clearing energy. Then the next recorded session, session number two, is the same thing with the awareness or being energy. We go deeply in and out several times, similarly what we did here, but much longer dips into the waves. In a series of them. So the whole time is really spent on the awareness or being, really, really gain a lot of depth and stability in that beingness or that sense of presence. And the third session, which is the rejuvenation wave, is all spent on that particular wave, going in and out and really amping up the regenerating the body's rejuvenation powers and abilities. Also, obviously, works with the emotions and the mind simultaneously with the body. The whole being is affected in its totality with each of these waves. And then session four is the unified wave. We go very deeply into that vibration, which is a very, very high frequency. And so that's really the first section of the program, are the four waves. And as I say, between 40 and 45 minutes each. And I like everyone to listen to those in order. It doesn't have to be the same day, but go through a number one, then number two, then number three, then number four in sequence. And then after we finish those, we have another series of recordings, which is the manifestation trigger process. And these processes are very powerful. And as much as what we do is we utilize all these energy waves, but we use them specifically to amplify different aspects or desires that we have. They're tools to manifestation. So we're taking these waves, establishing them very deeply, and then using the momentum of the waves to trigger certain results in our lives specifically. And then I threw in a bonus, which is called the Life Purpose Wave, which utilizes these energy waves to help us access our highest life purpose, which is very, very hard for people to figure out using their mind. It's very difficult, but it's very easy to tap into that knowingness when these waves are fully functioning. We go outside the limitations of our rational mind, and that we can have a real sense of what our purpose is in the highest possible sense. So this recording really focuses on that, utilizing the same wave processes, but it also is a special guided focus on that. Now, when I do some of these guided instructions, the reason they're so powerful is because the waves, we go through the waves first, and then these instructions or these suggestions come in at a very, very high vibration and a deep sense of consciousness rather than just talking to the thinking mind. So they manifest very, very rapidly. So that's really the program. There's about 6 hours, 5 to 6 hours of recordings on here. And you could use these every day if you like, or integrate them in your life in any way you see fit. But the more you listen to them, the more they take a deeper and deeper root within your consciousness. So I would recommend that you listen to them frequently. Some people actually put them on a repeat in the background. They don't even have to listen to the words, because the recordings will generate the energy. Now, you may ask, how can this work on a recording because it's not live? Well, in the moment you're listening to it, it's going to be now. And these energy waves are programmed into these recordings to function whenever the recording is on, in that moment, in that reality. And there's really no diminishing of the power of the waves, even if you listen to this 10 hours or 10 years later. It's going to produce those same vibrations.
Isn't it also possible to build into the power of the group, to connect into the power of the group?
Well, yes, absolutely. Because we've been established as a group now. There's a connection, not only of the people that are on the call now, but people that listen to the recording of the call. It produces a group consciousness.
As well as the purchasers of your program,
correct? Oh, totally. Absolutely. To be honest with you, I've never thought of it before, but it's very true. And it's got nothing to do with me as
she wanted to give you quite a bit of space, you know, to just describe without any kind of interruption, but I'm really glad that you brought up the point about listening, because I could imagine... You know, I hear your point about doing the initial recordings in sequence, but wouldn't it be great to go back and just have, you know, maybe the rejuvenation recording on through the night while you're asleep and getting that benefit? And to be able to go back, I mean, how wonderful would it be to, I mean, this would be like having a personal session, to be able to go into the programming about the triggering anytime something comes up.
Yes, and that's what the intent of these are, to just to use them, you know, fully and often and experiment with them. But what I do say is go through, at least the first time, go through them in sequence.
Okay.
In sequence is important.
So it's like having
a
frequency self-help library.
Exactly. It's all about, you know, self-reliance, you know, and developing your own innate connection with these energy waves. These energy waves are not something that I created. They're part of nature. They're part of your own self, different levels of yourself, your existence.
And I think also, if we're in a lower vibration moment, it's wonderful to have a higher vibration to attune to.
And they work very, very quickly.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
In fact, the manifestation program, I have shorter tracks. One of them is like 10 minutes long. One of them is about 5 or 6 minutes long. And you can amp up, you can do your manifestation process by listening to the 5-minute track. But not in the beginning. Make sure you listen to the whole thing all the way through first before you do that. Otherwise, you won't have the full benefits from it, because you won't be established in those frequencies. That's why I say go through them in sequence. And once you do that, then you can play around all you want, go back and forth.
Okay. And that's applicable to a wide range, like Anita, who wrote in and, you know, asked about, you know, family relationships and...
Yes, but it's not...
Anita Sharif, I hope I have the name pronunciation, was asking about the abundance issues. So what you really can do is... imagine the outcome that you'd like. Is that how best to
yes.
work with you?
Yes. Basically, you know, that's a simplification, but yes, it's that's the essence of it. Is what we do is, instead of getting involved in how and what and who and when and all that stuff, we clarify the feeling we're looking for, the result of what our desire is. And then that feeling is amplified through the energy waves and propagated throughout the creation. It goes everywhere and basically attunes the environment to producing that result for you without any effort on your part. Doesn't mean you don't have to work and don't have to plan and all those things, but what it does, it blows away a lot of the obstacles and it gives you clarity.
Would you like to hear some feedback
you
just got? I ask you because it's very specific to what you're talking about right now. It's not a change of
subject.
We just got an amazing, amazing comment from Virginia. She said, "Wow, Bill, I think I might have been the one who had the dark energy attachment that blew during the third wave. I've been thinking about suicide, but all of a sudden the thought was gone. Then I started to search for it, but it really seems to be gone. So grateful for your energy waves and that I was here to receive them."
Well, I'm at least as grateful as you are.
So that's the power of, as you well know, the frequencies that you bring through. And thank you for sharing them with us.
I appreciate that comment from Virginia.
Yes, and we have, very brave to write in. And I feel very deeply touched.
Yes.
And we have a number of other wonderful comments about the energies that were shared. You know, in the remaining few minutes, could we take maybe one caller on the phone?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And this would be post the energy transmissions that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
I'm unmuting another caller from Toronto. Hello, are you there?
Hello, is it me?
Yes,
hello?
It's you.
It's you.
Oh, hi, it's Griselda here. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sure.
I cannot say that I felt a lot. The only thing I felt in my hands was heat coming from the palms of my hands. And I hope that this works in my life because it seems that there is a lot of things that need to be fixed, like professionally and relationship and money, so I hope that this works quick.
Well, I think I think it'll work at the speed that's best for you.
Really?
Yes. Right. And it'll take into account your whole all the aspects of yourself, and it will pace itself properly for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I think we have a wrap. Is there anything else
could you do me
like...
a favor?
Yes?
Could you read a couple of the some of the comments?
Sure. I have to switch screens here. Give me a moment. Our friend Hart from the Philippines. Do you know that she stays up, and I don't know what the calculation is right now, but it's often 2 and 3 in the morning to listen to our shows live?
Wow.
Yes. Well, to be honest, she said, "Jacqueline, you truly share with your listeners the best of the best. Thank you."
Very nice.
And we have Robert from Texas. It's a longer message, so I'll just summarize, but... Talking about the impact of the energy waves, feeling tingling, feeling a sense of hope, having had a sense of hopelessness, now feeling a sense of brightness and hope. Hold on. Give me a moment. We have Jewel, who writes in, wow, capital letters, exclamation points. Okay. There's a few of them for you. They're all kind of intermixed here.
That's fine. Very good.
Okay. Is there anything that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I'm just
as
grateful
a final message.
Everyone has been on the call, and for those of you who will listen later, I'm very honored to have been included in this great series. Jacqueline is of the highest order in what she's doing, and it was great to meet you, Jacqueline, and be able to connect with you, and hopefully we'll be in touch frequently.
Yes, yes.
And I'm looking forward to hearing more comments and having as many people benefit from this work as possible. That's my goal.
Yes, and if you have comments, even some people I think are still kind of integrating and coming back from the power of, you know, the frequencies that we
transmit. Yeah, usually there's not much immediate response.
Exactly. And I just want you to know that the way that our instant teleseminar service, the one that we use to broadcast these programs,
mm-hmm.
the way that it works is you have your live page, and that will still be effective until we, you know, change it for our next speaker on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So know that you can still send us, still go to the bottom, where when you click on to listen to the show, that there's a Q&A. You can still write in comments, and if it's easier, and perhaps this is the easier way to do it, you can always get in touch with me. I'm kind of an email addict, and I respond to pretty much every single email. So, you know, please feel free to always write me at Jacqueline, and my first name is spelled J-A-C-K-L-Y-N, at you spelled out Y-O-U awakening.com. And I'll get your responses, and if it's something that I think Bill would like to hear, I will forward that. So please share. We'd love to hear from you, and I hope you take advantage of that. So, Bill, thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I also want to just mention very quickly, I really was, as many of our listeners know, really quite sick the end of June, beginning of July, with a pneumonia condition. And I was so worried that I would need to cancel some shows because of the amount that I was coughing. And Bill worked with me at that time. We were really meeting and planning the show together, you know, going back about a month or so ago, and I was still really quite sick. And I delayed calling him back because I was coughing so much. And he just said, "Can I help you?" And that was the first time I experienced directly, in effect, a mini personal session, his work. And it just made me all the more convinced, even though we knew many people in common, big names in this field. And, you know, I could just sense the quality, and I'd reference check. I always do that. And it was wonderful. It was very, very helpful. So I knew firsthand, and I was very excited about sharing him with you tonight. Okay.
Well, I'm really, really grateful that I had that chance to be of assistance. Because look at all the people that benefited from it. They got to listen to you do those shows.
Yes. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being with us. You're welcome back anytime. And yes, I hope we know each other long into the future. And so I'm sure I speak for all of us tonight that we thank you for the energy transmissions and your time this evening. Thank you.
Thank you all.
And to everyone listening, I send blessings and love. Until the next show. Take care.